It's Morning Edition on WNYC. Good morning, I'm Eddie Robinson. Earlier this year, prospective homebuyers had a shock. In the space of just a few days, mortgage interest rates rose one full percentage point. Now that the summer house hunting season is starting to wind down, interest rates have remained higher. As WNYC's Ilya Meritz reports, the fear that rates will soon rise again seems to be juicing demand for mortgages.
Heather Miller remembers that last week in May very clearly. Miller is a mortgage loan officer at TD Bank in Brooklyn. Usually, she says, interest rates change incrementally, if at all. But in the space of a few days, the rate rose a full point.
So it was, you know, pretty heart-clenching, you know, at first.
Panicked home buyers called Miller, asking how high rates were going to go. She says many people who were thinking about buying a home were convinced to make the leap and apply for a mortgage.
A lot of my purchase clients that I had pre-qualified that were casually out there looking to buy something were now feet to the fire, in the mindset, I need to buy something now before rates continue to rise.
Since then, rates have stabilized around 4.5%, and Miller says demand for mortgages remains strong. Now, what's a 1% difference in interest rates really add up to? A lot, Miller says, while reaching for her calculator. Let's say it's a 30-year mortgage on a $400,000 home. That could equal a monthly payment that's
a full $227 higher.
A borrower would pay tens of thousands of dollars more over the life of the loan. Not many people expect rates to go back down. But Miller says prospective homebuyers can take comfort in the fact that by historic standards, interest rates today are still very, very low. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meritz.